Now, let's think about that. In love, we speak the truth in love. Certainly, Paul is not merely talking about being just nice, likable, or friendly. I suspect that the Apostle Paul would, by lots of people, not be considered a nice guy. Oh, he loved. But he said hard things. Our Lord Jesus Christ said very hard things. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with being nice or likable or friendly, but that's too often the picture put forward by this world around us. You notice how the world tries to define what Christianity. People will tell us, well, Christianity is like this. This is what it's like. Oh, really? Why do you think that? Well, just they've invented what they think Christianity is supposed to be like. As long as Christians, you know, the world basically has this idea, Christians are harmless. There is an aspect to that. But Christians are, as long as they're nice and loving and show a friendly spirit, never condemn or judge, as long as they're never insistent about anything, as long as they're agreeable and smile at everything, the world will basically leave us alone in our patheticness, right? In our weakness. Now, there's a good way to be weak, and there is a bad way to be weak. And I'm talking about the way the world likes to, you know, as long as the church is unoffensive, inoffensive, I guess, and, you know, they're not uncompromising, they don't insist on the truth, then as long as we don't criticize or denounce or condemn anything. But why? Because if the world hears that, then they count us to be devoid of love. So the world says. But we would do well to remember what's being said here. We are to speak the truth in love. That's important. Truth. That means we're unbending in our love. And there's a reason. I mean, is there not reason to be unbending? People go to hell through deception, being blown about by every wind of doctrine. There's human cunning. There's craftiness and deceitful schemes. What is being schemed? It's the destruction of men's souls. There's a devil who seeks to deceive, to destroy, to damn. We're not playing a lightweight game here. And I'll tell you this, truth sets men free. Truth saves men's souls. Truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus Christ is truth. We are to preach the truth in love. Truth. We're not told to cultivate some sort of vagueness or obscure kindness. Well, we're just going to be kind no matter what anybody says, what anybody does, what anybody believes. We're just going to smile at everybody and we're just going to be the nice guys and we're going to be known as the church or as the religion that just tolerates everything and we pat everybody on the back and we smile and we say, well, it's all going to work out. That's not the idea. This is not some kind of ambiguous or obscure or unclear loving spirit. Brethren, we must be uncompromising when it comes to truth. We cannot hesitate to be narrow. We must not put niceness before truth ever, because error destroys. Error damns. And you know what? You got people, they come across looking nice, but really, they don't want any conflict. And they're not willing to love people enough to tell the truth. I was thinking as Bobby was going through that, you think about Peter. Peter was preaching to the people, and he said to them, "You killed your Messiah." Or you think of the Apostle Paul, "You foolish Galatians." Yeah, that's, and you think Peter loved those people? Paul loved those people.